President Obama was back on his home turf on Thursday, making the case for his Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland, whom he called an indisputable qualified candidate for the position. Merrick Garland is an extraordinary jurist who is indisputably qualified to serve on the Supreme Court, Obama said at the University of Chicago Law School, where he once taught. Why is it so hard for this guy to get a hearing and a vote? Garland and the president are facing an uphill battle to his confirmation. Though Republican senators are beginning to schedule meetings with Garland, leaders have held they will not hold hearings or a vote. Obama specifically called out Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for obstructing the process while warning that this fight could have a dire impact on the judicial process. Obama said if the system becomes so broken, so partisan, that an eminently qualified jurist cannot even get a hearing, that we are going to see the kinds of sharp, partisan polarization that have come to define our electoral politics seep into our judicial system. I think it is perfectly acceptable for Republicans to decide that I don't agree with him on X, Y, Z, and I'm going to vote against him. What's not acceptable is not giving a vote, not hearing from him, not meeting with him, Obama said Thursday, or to essentially say that we are going to nullify the ability of a president to make an appointment. That is where you have a process foul that corrodes the ability of the court to function. Both Obama and Garland, the chief judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, call Chicago home. The University of Chicago Law School, nestled at the southern tip of the South Side neighborhood, where the Obamas own a home, is familiar territory for the president. For more than 10 years, President Obama